I was sitting in math class, hearing teacher's boring lecture, when I started to feel sleepiness. Not so long after that, I have already been dreaming. I ended up on the huge field. After fast looking around, I realized that there was a nest located over my head. In the nest, there were two little storks. A man appeared next to me and started to taking the birds out from their hideout. The storks didn't even move. They were just lying on the ground and looking at me with fear and curiosity. I took one of the animals and ring barked its leg. The man did the same with the other bird. When I was putting the storks off to their nest, time stopped and immediately I was moved to another place by some unknown force. I looked around. I saw that I had been put on the rocky hill. I had protective gloves, glasses, and a hammer in my hand. Then, in front of me, I saw a pile of diversiform rocks. I felt some need to go there. I started to dig out the rocks, and, to my surprise, I found a lot of fossils. In my hands, I had diversity of sponges, organs, shells, and even fish. I took all these treasures, relics of history with me, and decided to make an exhibition in my school's biological classroom. Then the time stopped again, and I ended up in the room with the group of my friends. They were discussing about projects and competitions. I joined them. We spent a lot of time making a poster about the biodiversity and thinking about ideas for our project's logo. The effects of our work looked great. We were very proud of them. I was sure that we would win this competition. Then, again, the scenery has changed and I landed at the street with a huge group of people. All of them held posters or boards with an eye-catching slogans about the ecology and shouted them out. I didn't want to stand out, so I joined my friends and helped them in drawing people's attention. Someone got me the service to go questioner the passers-by. Unfortunately, before I could ask even one question, everything went a blur, time stopped, and I moved into another place again. I appeared at the auditorium, which was full of students. In front of me stood the serious man, probably professor, in suit, and was talking about marine world deep in the ocean. When I had a look at myself, I realized that I'm also dressed in smart clothes and much older than before. The talk didn't take too long, so left the room right away to escape from the teacher's questions. At the corridor, I was immediately surrounded by noisy students who wanted to know when would be the next lecture, leading by me. And at the beginning, my thoughts were all mixed up, but when I started to talk, they cleared, and then I was so confident about every detail of my speech that everything went smooth. After all, it wasn't my first biologist's night at the university. At least, not in the dream. In the blink of an eye, I was in a modern television studio. Next to me, at the table, were sitting the most famous people from the whole world. I couldn't believe that. It seemed that I showed up in the middle of conversation with them, in which I was the host. I figured out that I zoned out when David Attenborough stopped talking and looked urgently at me. To cover my embarrassment, I cleared my throat and continued to interview my guests, asking about their achievements and discoveries in the field of science. Before the discussion ended, my vision had become cloudy and I had passed out. I woke up in the cinema hall when the film had already been displaying on the screen. After a few minutes, I realized that the video seemed familiar. It was the movie about the interviews I had had. I had started to remember that this film had been recorded by my team a few years earlier. I showed the most important and interesting interviews I had had with many famous people connected to ecology, biology, and geology. Then, just when there meant to be the best scene, in which Martin Popkiewicz responds to the ridiculous words Christopher Starick said about climate change, I heard penetrating sound of school bell. I sat straight at my desk and looked around me. The rest of my classmates had already gone into another lesson, and the last person who remained was my teacher, who just stood and stared at me with anger. I grabbed my things and, saying quickly goodbye, ran out of classroom. From that moment, I have been paying attention at mathematics, so all my daydreams could become true.